Sports betting brethren, bring it up. It is Monday, July 2nd, 2018. July 2nd, Monday. And today at sportsbetuniversity.com, we're warming up, man. This is awesome. We're getting a ton more folks listening in and checking in. Maybe it's because we're winning, doing pretty well, giving some good information, good content, good reasons for the picks and helping people understand kind of what to target. And that's what we're here for. We're here to make your sports betting world better and advance for the day. As you stop in here and take 5 minutes to listen to what we're saying and what we got going on and help yourself get better. We do want to have you or welcome you to stop by the website, sportsbetuniversity.com, and let us know if you have any questions, have anything you want us to cover. We did add 3 new sports books to our repertoire that we're affiliated with. We are here to serve you and be a liaison to make sure you're with the top-rated sports books and have a top-rated experience and put money in your pocket and get yourself educated, get yourself elevated. And so stop by the website, check that out, and again, drop us a message, join us on Twitter, join us on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. So on to today's top picks. So anyway, we get into that first as a thank you. And also as a promo that we need to make sure you know, that's what we're here for. We need to get more people going and get them started and keep you informed. So that's what we're here for. So stop by the website and do that. Today's top pick, we have a couple. And as you guys know, we have loves and we have likes. And today we have a couple likes and we have, today's more of a like than a love. Today it's Monday, short card. I want to go through the first one. The first one that was recommended was the San Francisco Giants with Bumgarner throwing against Colorado and on the road in Freeland. Bumgarner, if you remember, that's where he had himself all fuckered up as a year ago when he was in Colorado and he fell on a bike and had that injury and had some problems. And it's just like he's been in a little bit of a tailspin since then. But San Francisco's playing a little bit better. They just came out of a road trip in Arizona. They're coming on up to Colorado where Freeland, a hometown boys, pitching tonight as a lefty. They've struggled a little bit with lefties. We do feel like San Francisco's the play. However, recently we have a lot of line movement, money movement, this is weird. You have 76% of the dollars on San Francisco. However, you've got the line move about 20 cents in the opposite direction. And so that has changed over the course of the day. So that's put a little bit of a hindrance in what we're looking at. And so anytime you have that, you know, you just got to be aware of it. Not that it want to scare you away, but you only have about 20% of the money on the Rockies. However, they've increased the line to make it less attractive, trying to entice you more in San Francisco side, although we normally would go opposite of that. But we just feel like we're trying not to get freaked out going with the better, you know, ultimately the long-term better pitcher, Freeland struggle a little bit going to San Francisco. So we'll put that one down. The other one that we like here, we can't figure out why in the absolute world. There's a dog play here that we like, and you probably might know a little bit about which it is, but that's actually going to be the Red Sox and Porcello tonight on the road against Washington. The reason is just pure bounce back, pure embarrassment last night in New York as they just got thumped. And Porcello's been doing really well. Scherzer's been 4-4 in his last 8 outings. At that price, it's worth a little bit of sugar on Boston, one of the top teams, obviously. And Washington not playing real well, but obviously they're like, well, Scherzer. Well, shit, that's a steep, steep price for that. So we're going to sprinkle in a little bit of the dog with Boston on that and go that direction. And the other one, the last one we've seen some movement on, would be the Twins. Minnesota against Milwaukee, and we've actually seen that line go from -150 down to -135, -133. You've got about 80% of the money and about 77% of the tickets. That's called reverse line movement. And anytime they're trying to draw and suck you in more, a little bit like that Colorado line, you want to go the opposite, where Gibson had a little bit of a rough outing last time. Minnesota's hitting the ball really well. So we're actually going to side with another little bit of a dog there. And we're going really light today, guys. Really, really light. Just not totally in love with this card. But, of course, we're addicts and have to have action. So we're gonna sprinkle these things in. But we did at least want to get some out to you, even though it's a little bit late in the day. Another one that personally, individually, I like that's not seemed to be favored by a lot of the odds makers, a lot of the better cappers, is Tampa Bay. My God, Tampa Bay thumped the crap out of Houston. Best team, one of the best teams in MLB. And they're going in against Chen, who could be the shittiest pitcher on the docket today. And granted, he's a lefty. Throwing against Tampa Bay and Eovaldi, who's at a minus 125, minus 128. And that line's dropped to Skosh, even though you got 88% of the money. That seems to be like a trap. And so anytime it smells like it, looks like it, tastes like it, it probably is. Although it's just so hard to not take Tampa Bay against Miami tonight. But those are four games. Those are four foods for thought. And the better cappers, the wise guys, as I mentioned, are on the Twins game, on the Boston, couple of dogs, and then San Francisco, even pretty much a pick 'em at this point. And then I'm using my brain for Tampa Bay, even though everything's telling me not to, because it's just a pure trap. So we'll see how that grades out. So whether you use it or not, hopefully this helps you. And those are the reasons, those are the explanations. We use sportsinsights.com to show us where the money percentages are. So if you want to get yourself an account started up and have that 24/7 at your fingertips, please stop by our website at sportsbetuniversity.com. Check out the link at sportsinsights.com. Get yourself a link. And you just have this information at your fingertips for all sports 24/7 with the totals, the spreads, and the over-unders. I said totals, spread, the run line, money line, everything, puck line, etc. So those are the picks for today. We'll be watching them close. Go light, go light, go light. We're not totally in love today. We're just kind of in like and lust today. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that makes sense. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. Go get them.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.